The state's already bleak budget outlook may have gotten worse. According to the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau, the pot of money for aid to local governments is $600 million short. This news is the state faces a $2 billion deficit in the next biennium, with a $400 million shortfall this year. The state managed to pay community shared revenue last year by using tobacco settlement money, but now that's gone, leaving a gap in shared revenue funding for this year. Representative Dan Shoof is on the legislature's budget writing committee. The Democrat from Lloyd says he hopes alternative funding sources can be found so state aid isn't cut.
Governor Doyle's really has a large task ahead of him to find that money. This is basically a fix that the previous legislature and the governor put him in as he takes over the administration.
Ed Huck of the Wisconsin Alliance of Cities isn't worried yet. Legislators may find money to fill the gap. On the other hand, there could be a spending freeze, which could cut aid to local governments by two-thirds. But Huck says shared revenue cuts are acceptable if they're offset.
The message here is not so much about whether we protect shared revenues in its entirety or not. The question is, will our property taxpayers be held to the greatest extent harmless?
Huck says the state could pick up other local costs, like courts and human services. Communities have already been told how much state shared revenue to expect this year and set local tax levies based on that amount. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.